Praise the Lord. Last week we spoke about the glory of the Lord. Today we are speaking about the glory of God in you. And the Bible text is from Romans chapter 5, verse 2. It says, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace, in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Amen. The glory of God is the beauty of His Spirit. It's the beauty that comes from His character, from all that He is. It's a beauty that comes out of Him. Glory doesn't mean riches or wealth. It's not human. It's not human beauty. It's man's spirit. Praise the Lord. All earthly glory will pass away. The glory of God, which is manifested in all His attributes together, never passes away. It is eternal. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7, it says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. This verse says that God created us for His glory. In context with other verses, it can be said that man glorifies God, because through man, God's glory can be seen in things such as love, music, heroism, and so on. Things that belong to God. We are the vessels. We are the vessels that carry His glory. All the things we are able to do and to be find the source in Him. God is the one from whom glory comes. He will not let stand the assertion that glory comes from man or from the idols of man or from nature. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. It says, I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or praise to idols. God is jealous over His glory. The Bible says that God is against those who exchange His glory with objects, with idols, or with anything. It can be anything in this world, not to exchange the glory to God with something else. We are the ones to give Him glory. If we give glory to something else, how can God be glorified? I cannot give glory to two, only to one. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, it says, for all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. To the glory of God through us. That means we have to give glory to Him. Glory has come from us, from our words, from our worship, from our works, from our being. Can we give glory to Him? We must be transformed and be renewed in our spirit to be able to give glory to Him. We must be transformed and renewed in our spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, and all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That means we see the glory of God as through a mirror. Now, when Paul was writing, they didn't have mirrors like we have nowadays. Nowadays, the mirrors are very clear in most places. But that time, they didn't have like this. It's like through a mist. We don't see him clearly, but only a glimpse of it. If we would see his full glory now, I believe we couldn't live, because his glory is so bright and so dazzling. We see this when Jesus appeared to Saul on his way to Damascus. There was a great light that blinded him. For 3 days he couldn't see, until Ananias laid hands on him. At the same time, we have to be transformed into his glory. Transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another degree. We are transformed into his image, the image of glory. As we do so, we go from one degree of glory to the next degree of glory. God chose us to be holy in Jesus, according to his good pleasure of his will before he created the world. Imagine, before he created the world, he has chosen us to give glory unto him. According to his purpose in Christ, according to his good pleasure, he chose us and called us and is working out all goodness to whom he esteems worthy of calling, so to be conformed to the image of his Son. Being conformed to the image of the Son of God, Jesus Christ is glorified in us and we in him. The glory of God came in Christ, and Christ in us reveals the glory of God. Christ has come, and since he carries the glory of God, he lives in us, and so the glory lives in us. Isaiah 43 verse 7, it says, "Everyone called by my name and created for my glory, I have formed him, indeed I have made him." In the Old Testament, we read that God has created man in his image. All that God has created speak of his glory, everything. Psalm 19, verse 1, it says, "The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands." The heaven and earth, everything is declaring his glory. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All that God has created speaks of his glory. And that includes man before the fall. Adam was created in the image of God for his glory. But man fell in sin and lost that glory. So man was created in the image of God, which reflects God's glory, but he became corrupted. Because of Adam's act of disobedience, all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. But the good news is that God sent his Son. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Through Christ, God's plan was to restore man to that original image that he created him in. The glory of the image of God is absolute love, purity and holiness, justice and holiness and righteousness. It is he who is. It is he who is his divine nature, the essence, the nature, or indispensable quality of his character which man fell short of. But God, who was rich in mercy through his great love for us, when he fell short of his glory, from the riches of his glory, he has blessed us in Christ again and again. The sun, the light, the radiance of the glory of God was sent to be life to men. So his life in us reflects God's light and glory. God chose us as sons, and he disciplines his sons for this purpose, for his purpose, so that we are becoming like the glory of his image. Jesus is to be glorified in you and you in him. Praise God. Philippians chapter 3 verse 3 in the Living Bible, it says, we Christians glory in what Christ Jesus has done for us and realize that we are helpless to save ourselves. If the glory of God is in Christ and we are being conformed to the image of Christ, then God's glory is in us. The glory of God is shown in us when we are being conformed to the image of Christ, who is a radiance of the glory of God. In other words, God is glorified when we become like Jesus. When we bear the fruit of being a new creation in Christ. In John 3, we read how Nicodemus was coming to Jesus, and Jesus said to him, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born again from above. For what is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. In Christ, we are a new creation. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we are a new creation. The old fleshly creature is gone. And the new is coming into existence. So, though the outward is wasting away, the new being inside is renewed day by day. Paul writes that we are to put off the old man and put all on the new man, which is created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. The new is created in the image of God, in his likeness, in his glory. So Jesus has done what Adam destroyed. He made it possible that we are able to give glory again, that our life should be glory. Paul writes, in Christ, we are no longer regarded as flesh, but as spiritual. Not how your body looks like, not what makeup you put on, but your spirit. We are indebted to righteousness as partakers of the divine nature. When we are born again, we take part of that divine nature. We glorify God in our bodies when we outwardly display his character, the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. This new man is the image and glory of God. Praise the Lord. So the new man is renewed in the image of God. Adam sinned, and through him all men fell short of the glory of God. But the image in Christ, the image of our Creator, has restored us. Do you understand? This is what it means that God's glory lives in us. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son of God has made him known. It is God's Son who came as the light, who is the life to the world. In Christ, the light, the glory of God is revealed, manifested, shining in his face. And for those in whom Christ dwells, the glory of God is being revealed through us, like a light to the world. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. We are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. We are coming into existence, coming forth from the Spirit of the Lord, renewed, transformed into the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is being revealed in us, and the glory of God in Christ in us is being revealed to the world. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. To which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to obtain and share that glory of Jesus Christ. As Christian believer, you carry the glory of God within you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Colossians 1:27 says, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this ministry, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. If Christ is in you, his glory is in you. We know that Christ is in heaven, but through the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, he lives in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. All things that the Father has, including his glory, belongs to you. This means his glory is not too far out. You can reach it. It's right within your grasp. But you should look for that glory. In Acts chapter 7, verse 55, it says, but he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. That was Stephen when he was martyred and killed. If you are not expecting to see the glory, you will never see it. Just like anything in the kingdom of God, it takes faith to see the manifestation of it. The glory of God is a visible power. In the Old Testament, the glory appeared in a cloud or smoke or fire. The nation of Israel saw the glory of God when he came to meet them on the Mount Sinai. Exodus 24:17, it says, the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount. It was like devouring fire on the top of the mount. The prophet Habakkuk, he got a glimpse of the fiery glory too. He describes it as the sun blazing in the sky. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4, It says, his brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hand, and there his power was hidden. The same glory that raised Jesus from the dead was manifested as fire by night and a cloud by day in the wilderness to lead the people of Israel. This same glory separated Israel from the land and the land of Goshen from the rest of Egypt, when there was light in the land of Goshen and in Egypt there was darkness. What was that light? It's the glory. The glory of God's presence. Can we see the same physical manifestation of God's glory today? Yes, we can. There are countless testimonies of individuals or groups of believers who have seen the visible evidence of God's glory. During his preaching time, Kenneth Hagin, he compiled a list of every scripture in the Bible that talks about glory. When he would read them in a service aloud, the glory would appear like a cloud or a wave, and people would fall on the floor or rush to the altar to give their life to Christ, only reading all the verses of glory. So it's tangible, it is powerful. So start expecting to see the glory of the Lord. Pray for that glory. Romans 8, verse 18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." How would you pray for the glory of God? How would you pray for the glory of God? First, pray that the glory will be revealed to you and in you. You can see and experience the glory of God, but you must diligently ask and seek for it to be revealed. When we pray the glory into the earth, miracles and signs and wonders occur in the church and in your own spiritual lives. When Moses saw the glory of God, he asked, saying, "Please show me your glory." He said, "Please show me your glory." When believers gather together in a spirit of unity, seeking the Lord, the glory appeared in the upper room on the day of Pentecost and sat on each one person's head. Each born-again believer has the ability to manifest God's glory here in earth, but we must believe when we pray. That's why Jesus told Martha that if she would believe, she would see the glory of God. And finally, pray Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. Read it in your Bible and pray that for yourself, that you would know the hope of his calling, which is the hope of his glory. Pray that you will understand the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. When we inherit him, glory was deposited into us, but we have to receive revelation of what it means to walk in that glory. And third, prepare for the glory. Romans chapter 5, verse 5, it says, "The love of God has been poured out into our hearts, but the Holy Spirit was given to us. The love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Did you know there are different degrees of glory? If you want to experience the fullness of God's glory, you must prepare your spirit. How? By walking in love. It takes faith to receive and operate in the glory, and faith works by love. That means the glory of God will increase in direct proportion how you walk in love. So to increase the amount of the glory in your life, you must walk in love. To put it simply, more love, more glory. The spirit of strife and division is always coming to at us, lurking and looking for an opening and a way into our lives. So never let that come in. Always focus on the love and be steadfast in that love. Then you are on the way to being filled with our glory. And fourth, walking in the glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, it says, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord." The glory of the Lord is looking for the dwelling place where he can stay. The original house of glory was the tabernacle in the desert. But under the new covenant, the Holy Spirit builds a temple in every believer. That's why it says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" We are God's house, his temple. But the temple is no longer found in a location. The house can walk and talk and preach the gospel. Now it's one thing to have the glory, but it's another thing to know how to walk in that glory. The good news is that you have everything you need inside of you. When the believer experiences the glory of God at Pentecost, they did not just go back and live their old normal life. They didn't go upstairs and drink coffee. They emerged from that place as separate from the rest of the world, as light in the midst of darkness. They went out and started turning the world upside down for Jesus. They preached the gospel. They worked miracles, signs and wonders. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. That is the glory we need to operate in. The early Christians were no different from Christians today. But here is the key. Those first believers received the same Spirit as you did when you got saved and were baptized by the Holy Spirit. Christians today are carriers of God's glory just as surely as they were. Like the first disciples, the same way we can be filled and walk around in our glory. And when you walk in the glory of God, you have a fire in you that the devil cannot withstand. We are told to put on the full armor of God, which includes the shoes of the glorious gospel of peace. There is glory in your feet. That's what gives you the power to walk on Satan. That's why the only thing the devil is to the church is its footstool. Start practicing these four ways to tap into God's glory by looking, by praying, by preparing and walking, and watch the glory of God to be revealed in your life. Don't live without understanding of God's glory and what it means to your life. Start by faith right now. Repeat with me, the glory is in me.
The glory is in me.
I received it.
I receive it.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm walking in it.
I'm walking in it.
Get more God inside minded and start acting like the temple of the Lord today.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.